98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Search for bodies continues in Texas. We have the story.
Man accused in a Wichita homicide appears in court. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County's 2026 recommended budget was presented Wednesday. Some highlights are ahead.
Measles outbreak ends for 5 Kansas counties. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Search and recovery efforts continue in Central Texas days after deadly floods.
Fredericksburg Fire Chief Lynn Bizzle detailing efforts to remove debris from an 8-mile stretch of the Guadalupe River following the devastating flooding.
We have 300 people working. We have all the heavy equipment that we can muster up to try to remove that debris. We are finding vehicles and RVs deep inside the debris that you can't even see from the outside.
Speaking in Ingram, Texas, stressing officials are doing everything they can to find those who are still missing and sharing his thanks for what he calls a tractor-trailer load of donations.
The donations that we've received just in Ingram is phenomenal.
Donations of hard hats, chainsaws, shovels, and rakes going to first responders. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
An industrial tunnel in the Wilmington neighborhood in Los Angeles collapsed last night with workers still inside. Fox's Chanley Painter reports.
31 workers are safe following a dramatic rescue in Los Angeles. The workers were trapped after a tunnel in a large industrial complex collapsed. According to preliminary reports, the workers were rescued after having to climb over a large pile of dirt. They were then shuttled by a tunnel vehicle to an access point more than 5 miles away. 8 workers at a time were hoisted to safety in a cage. The LA Fire Department says the workers were evaluated by paramedics at the scene, but appeared to have no visible injuries.
And that tunnel is part of a project to modernize the city's sewers.
Sedgwick County Commissioners got a look at their proposed budget for 2026.
Lorian Showalter Airy, Sedgwick County Budget Director, outlined next year's budget.
The maximum proposed budget is $593,553,400 to be funded with a tax levy of $210,524,468 based on a mill levy rate of 27.881 mills, a decrease of 0.82 mills from our final 2025 rate.
The budget would add 20 additional positions for 911 while also decreasing crime prevention funds and cultural arts by $560,000. It would also cut funding to KTPS by $80,000. Public hearings will be held on July 30th at 6 p.m. and finally on August 20th when the budget is adopted. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
New data from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment suggesting the measles outbreak has ended in 5 Kansas counties.
Officials say the areas have gone for more than 42 days without a new case. However, the outbreak continues in at least 4 counties with active outbreaks, and the virus continues to spread into other parts of the state. Since Monday, 4 new cases have been reported, bringing the statewide total to 87 cases so far in 25. Most of the cases have been concentrated in southwest Kansas, affecting young children the hardest, especially those under the age of 5 who have the highest infection rate. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man has been charged in Sedgwick County District Court with murder in the beating death of another man July 4th in northeast Wichita. 33-year-old Eduardo Diaz-Yobal appeared in court Wednesday and was charged with one count of first-degree murder. The alleged assault took place in the 3000 block of North Fairview. A caller told police they saw a man attacking another man, later identified as 43-year-old Cesar Gonzalez, who died. Yobal was later identified and taken into custody. Bond was set at $1 million. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
A basketball legend here in the state of Kansas has passed away. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
Mattel is introducing a first-of-its-kind Barbie doll. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock, and 74 degrees. San Bernardino Bishop Alberto Rojas, who leads more than 1.5 million Catholics in Southern California, has formally excused parishioners from their weekly obligation to attend Mass following immigration detentions on two parish properties in the diocese. The dispensation is a move usually reserved for extenuating circumstances like the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. But Rojas says it's necessary because the fear of being apprehended and possibly deported has swept communities, including Catholic churches.
The Arkansas Department of Corrections has made some personnel changes after the escape of a notorious convicted killer.
An agency spokesperson confirms two people have been fired, stemming from an investigation into the escape of inmate Grant Hardin from the state's North Central Unit in Calico Rock. The spokesperson would not give their names nor why they were let go. Hardin, also known as the Devil in the Ozarks, escaped in May by walking through the secured entrance gate while pushing a cart. He was wearing a fabricated law enforcement officer's uniform and a vest that said police on the back. Hardin was captured on June 5th, less than a mile and a half from the prison. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A dramatic scene on a flight has now gone viral on TikTok.
The dramatic scene unfolding when a woman, who was reportedly a lawyer, tried to skip the deboarding line, sparking outrage from fellow passengers. Tension soared as the unidentified woman fired back at critics, calling them whiners and yelling "shut your mouth" at one man and asking a passenger taking video if they had permission to record her in public. Some of the passengers can then be heard calling the woman a Karen. Online reactions to the scene were mixed, with some calling her behavior outrageous, while others admired her comebacks. The airline and flight details remain unknown. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Mattel is introducing a first-of-its-kind Barbie doll.
A newly introduced Barbie doll represents a person with type 1 diabetes. She wears a glucose monitor, which tracks blood sugar levels. She's also accessorized with an insulin pump. The Barbie's outfit is blue with polka dots. Mattel says the color and design are nods to symbols for diabetes awareness. It's the latest in a line of dolls aimed at making Barbie more inclusive, including a Down syndrome model, as well as dolls with a prosthetic leg or hearing aids. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
We've got some very heavy traffic in the area around Spirit Aero Systems, mostly southbound on Oliver right now between MacArthur and 47th. Traffic volumes are picking up out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Well, happy Thursday to you. We've got another warm afternoon coming up. You know, so far this summer, the hottest day that we've had is a high of 94. And here we're, you know, approaching the halfway point in the month of July, and we're still not anywhere close to 100 degrees. And even though today is going to be the hottest day, we think, so far this summer, we're still not anywhere close to the century mark. And we're looking at a high today of 95 degrees. The winds will be a little bit stronger than they have been in recent days, gusting up to about 25. Then tonight, spotty showers, a few thunderstorms arriving as we approach the midnight hour, but don't expect to see a lot of rain tonight, because this stuff, as it comes in from western Kansas, is going to be breaking apart. And then a better chance for rain coming up tomorrow, still on the scattered variety, so some here, some there, but it'll probably be enough to push the kids out of the swimming pool a little bit early in the afternoon. We'll have a high of 93. And then we cool it down into the 80s coming up on Saturday. Probably the sweat factor going down a bit on Saturday because the humidity should be dropping just a little bit. 74 this morning. We've got sunshine, a really nice start here to a Thursday morning. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
So, Ross, yesterday afternoon, the high was 93 in Wichita, and I went for a walk, and it felt like it was probably warmer than that. What do you know what the heat index was running yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, it was 100 degrees.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Because I think when we started the newscast at 4 o'clock, I looked, and it was 100 degrees. And it'll probably be every bit of that or a little bit higher this afternoon. So the breeze is probably going to feel good. You know, we always have this discussion about whether or not the wind helps cool you down, but you know, without the wind, it's really like a big sauna.
That's right. You can. It's very bad. All right. Thank you, Ross. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. That is the A forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Ross Jansen. 7:12, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Today is Thursday, July 10th, 2025. On this date, 26 years ago, 1999, the U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup, beating China on penalty kicks at the Rose Bowl. That was a big deal.
It was.
Yeah. They haven't won one yet since, have they?
Oh, yeah.
Have they?
Yeah.
The World Cup, I presume they play the same way for women they do for men. It's all over the place, right?
Different host site every 4 years.
Yeah. All right, birthdays today. How about Sofia Vergara? She's 53 today.
Hey, now.
A Colombian and American actress and television personality, Modern Family, the name of the hit series. She's received 5 nominations each at the Primetime Emmy Awards and the Golden Globe Awards. 5 nominations, not bad. She is one of the highest paid actresses in the United States. Sofia.
There you go. Yeah, she's had quite a career.
She's doing real well. Okay. All right, see what else we got going on here today. Just wanted to share with you a little bit, I will tell you a little bit about the research that I've done this morning about the Guadalupe River, where, of course, they call it Flash Flood Alley down there. Apparently, floods is not a new thing. This is located basically about 15 miles to the east of San Antonio. Back in 1987, they had frantic evacuations. A mid-July flood killed 10 teenagers and injured 33 others. Water overwhelmed the river and its tributaries, forcing hundreds to flee. That was in 1987. A review of National Weather Service and historical crest records found that the Guadalupe River has experienced major flooding more than a dozen times in the last century. There was a deadly morning flood in 1978. Amount of rain was extraordinary. 30 inches fell on parts of the hill country there between August 1st and 3rd. It killed 33 people. So flooding along in that area and in the hill country is nothing new.
No, it's not.
All right. Stephen's Head of the Morning here on KNSS. I'd like to mention, if I may, passing of an acquaintance. I wouldn't call him a close personal friend, but an acquaintance of mine and a former co-worker, longtime Oklahoma Sooners radio engineer and producer Michael Dean passed away the morning of July 7th. He was 77 years old. Now, who is Michael Dean? Well, since current OU broadcaster Toby Rowland shared the news on social media Monday afternoon, the community has united to honor Dean in Oklahoma. He dedicated 30 years of his life to the Sooners. In addition to being a beloved radio figure, Dean worked as a historian and served in the U.S. Army's Reserve as a member of the U.S. Marines. And who is Michael Dean? Well, I go back when I was the operations manager for KFH radio in the early 80s. Needed to hire a news director, and I found Michael Dean in Salina and brought him to work. And so he worked with me and some of my Tony Deusing as well at KFH. And he worked in Salina with Dan O'Neill, who does evenings with us here.
Yes.
And Michael was kind of a character. Had a pretty good Oklahoma accent, frankly, but he was kind of a character. Yeah, this guy was military. He loved the military. And apparently he's down there at Oklahoma University. This guy looks like kind of a legend there over the past 30 years. Michael Dean, he's passed away at the age of 77. 7:16 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time again with Ted Woodward.
Yeah, we'll take a look at the Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals last night at home at Kauffman Stadium. 18,000 fans on hand as the Royals were going for a 3-game sweep over the last place Pittsburgh Pirates. And once again, just like the night before, it was kind of a back and forth game, very close. And we did have some more power shown by the Royals. First baseman Salvador Perez hit 2 home runs last night, including what would be the game winner in the bottom of the 8th. The Royals also got a nice blast from their rookie right fielder, Jack Caglione. And you heard it last night on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Now Jack Caglione, he bats with the infield in and 1 out in the bottom of the 4th. Falter delivers, and Caglione blasts it. Deep center field. Cruz is back. He looks up. It's way out of here. Jack Caglione's second home run at Kauffman Stadium is a moonshot to dead center. 466 feet. 110.8 off the bat. Whoa. A two-run homer for Jack Caglione. The Royals lead 3-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. That cleared the center field fence, then the second wall in straightaway center, then it cleared the batter's eye.
466-foot. Remember his earlier home run in the series? We talked about that. It was just a rope.
Yeah.
Barely got off the ground. Well, last night's was
towering.
Was different.
Yeah.
466 feet. The Royals hit three home runs and beat the Pirates 4-3 for the three-game sweep. The Royals have won six of their last seven. Have an off night tonight as the homestand will continue. Minor League Baseball, the first-place Wichita Wind Surge lost to San Antonio 6-4 last night downtown at Equity Bank Park. 2,000 fans were there. First-place Wichita hosting the Missions again tonight, 7:05, game six of a nine-game homestand for the Wind Surge. It's KU night. First 2,000 fans at the game tonight get a KU Wind Surge hat. So first place Wichita home tonight downtown. Lots of former guys that used to play for the Wind Surge are now playing for the Minnesota Twins. As the Twins were at home last night hosting the first place Chicago Cubs in interleague play. And a former Wind Surge outfielder got things going. Matt Wallner at the plate for the Twins on the Twins Sports Network.
He got to that one. Oh my goodness. That is an absolute moonshot from Matt Wallner. That'll get you back on track.
43-degree launch angle right now. Oh, my goodness. 112 off the bat. Hey, I'm struggling with heaters. Throw me a hanging sweeper. I'll put it in the seats for you. He's some kind of strong right there, Morning.
Yeah, Matt Wallner, the former Surge right fielder, 2-for-3 last night. His ninth home run there for the Twins. He's batting .313 this week. The Twins beat the first-place Cubs 4-2. Back-to-back wins for the Twins. Also in that game for the Twins, coming out of the bullpen, Louis Varland, another former Wind Surge pitcher, throwing a scoreless eighth inning. He's got a 1.9 earned run average coming out of the bullpen for the Twins. We've been talking this morning about birthdays. Yesterday we had Willie Wilson's 70th birthday, former Royal. Today we have Hal McRae's birthday, another former Royals great. He is 80 years old today. Hal McRae is 80. Of course, he started out with the Reds. How did the Royals get Hal McRae?
They traded somebody.
Yeah. The Reds traded Hal McRae and Wayne Simpson to the Royals in exchange for Roger Nelson and Richie Sheinblum. Sheinblum, former Wichita Arrows player.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good trade for the Royals. I think that one worked out. McRae developed as a consistent designated hitter in the American League as he played for a long time. 15 seasons with the Royals, three-time All-Star, hit more than 300 six times for the Royals. He was named Designated Hitter of the Year three times by both the Sporting News and the Associated Press. Man, that guy could hit the ball, couldn't he?
I'm going to try this. Didn't he lose the batting title to George Brett by like percentage points?
Yeah, that's another one of those stories. I'm not going to tell, but... Oh. Yeah, that's one of those where he and George were. I think there was two other players. I think Rod Carew and Lyman Bostock, maybe, of the Twins, and like all four of them played in the final game of the season against each other.
Yeah.
The Royals and the Twins, and there were four guys playing on against each other, and they could all win the batting title on that final day. I think George ended up winning it.
He hit like .332 or something.
Yeah, I mean, guy could hit. Happy birthday to Royals legend Hal McRae. It's his birthday. We have more Hal McRae stories in the 8 o'clock hour in sports,
so stay tuned
for that. Hal McRae is 80 years old today. That's sports brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company with locations east, west, and historic Delano. And there's a rooftop deck there. Wichita Brewing Company, it's pizza and beer made here.
722 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. Some patients may have difficulty in getting a popular drug. That story coming up, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 on this Thursday morning. And 74 degrees. Two teenagers have been arrested in Salina, suspected of breaking into a convenience store and stealing $400 worth of vapes.
It happened around 1:30 Wednesday morning at Rod's 2 in the 1300 block of 9th Street in Salina. A passerby called police after noticing the front door had been broken in. Police arrived and determined the store had been burglarized. Two boys, ages 15 and 17, were found in the 100 block of West Otis, where officers recovered the stolen items. The teens were booked into the Juvenile Detention Center in Junction City for burglary, theft, and criminal damage to property. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man from Baxter Springs arrested, suspected of child sex crimes. The KBI says 25-year-old Spencer Barnard was taken into custody following a traffic stop. A search warrant was served on his home. He now faces charges of aggravated internet trading in child pornography.
The city of Salina is accepting bids to remove a large log jam on the Smoky Hill River. Some of the estimates are as high as $500,000. Interim city manager Jacob Woods says they are still in the preliminary stages of coming up with the funding for the project.
Generally speaking, they don't have a lot of funding set aside unless there was an issue that was going to cause further damage. You know, we don't want to have to dip into our reserve funds in order to take care of it. But, you know, we're very financially stable, as I said. We have the resources to take care of it, and we will. It just, things take a little bit of time.
Officials say the jam will likely take weeks to clear, using up to 500 truckloads.
At least three people are dead, six kidnapped, after Houthi rebels sunk a second ship in a week.
Rescue workers have pulled at least six crew members alive from the Red Sea. The Greek-operated cargo ship Eternity Sea was attacked by Yemen-based Houthis on Monday night. It was hit by rocket-propelled grenades fired from small boats. The Iran-backed Houthis say they attacked the Eternity Sea because it was heading to Israel. The U.S. Embassy in Yemen reports the Houthis have kidnapped several crew members. On Sunday, the rebel group launched missiles and drones at another Liberian-flagged Greek-operated cargo ship, eventually causing it to sink. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
The Trump administration sued California Wednesday over its policies allowing transgender female athletes to compete in girls' sports. Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Los Angeles.
This lawsuit claims that California has undermined the very purpose of Title IX by showing a clear pattern of illegal sex discrimination against female student athletes. The complaint reads this: this discrimination is not only illegal and unfair, but also demeaning, signaling to girls that their opportunities and achievements are secondary to accommodating boys. So the DOJ is suing both the state's Department of Education and its Interscholastic Federation. Neither provided comment, citing pending litigation. Now, back in March, Governor Gavin Newsom said that he did not think it was fair for boys to compete against girls.
Governor Newsom's office criticized the lawsuit and accused the administration of trying to distract from the federal government's withholding of $6 billion in funding for after-school and summer programs.
A man in Pennsylvania charged in a grisly crime has a bizarre admission in court.
On the third day of his trial on murder and other charges, Justin Mohn said the fatal shooting and beheading of his father at their home in Levittown, Pennsylvania, in January of last year was Plan B after trying to arrest him for what he called false statements and treason. Asked why he beheaded his father, a 20-year federal employee, he said he wanted to send a message to federal government workers to meet his demands, which included their resignation and the cancellation of public debt. Prosecutors say after Mohn shot his father, he decapitated him with a kitchen knife and machete. The 14-minute YouTube video of the killing was live for several hours before it was taken down. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
Now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Becoming mostly sunny, breezy, and hot today. South winds 15 to 25 and gusty. High 96. Heat index, though, up to 102. Could see a stray shower or storm tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. Overnight low 75. 93 on Friday with breezy conditions and likely storms during the afternoon or evening. Some of those could be severe. Mostly cloudy and much cooler on Saturday. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have a few clouds, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. 74 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning on this Thursday, July 10th, 2025. On this date 100 years ago, 1925, the Scopes monkey trial began in Dayton, Tennessee. John Scopes was eventually found guilty of teaching evolution at a public school and fined $100.
Trial of the century.
Who were the attorneys in that, Ted? I just had
Clarence Darrow
and William Jennings Bryan,
yeah,
right?
That is correct.
Had Bryan at that time been a candidate for president, or was he
Many
going
times.
To be? Many
times.
Eddie?
Yeah,
he had already. Yeah, I know he ran a few times. Yeah, quite a trial. And, of course, the movie is just really, really entertaining and great to watch. The great movie about that. It's the Scopes Monkey Trial. All right, let's see. 1913 on this date. Furnace Creek Ranch, located in Death Valley, California, was definitely a furnace when it reached a broiling 134 degrees. Mm. Not only a national record, but a world record as well. The all-time record high temperatures in Kansas are both 121 degrees. They were set
not far off
in Fredonia on July 18th, 1936, and in Alton on July 24th, 1936. Now, my dad would have been about 15, 16 years old at that time, living right in that area.
Living in south,
lived down
southeast
around
Kansas.
Iola, around in that area. So I'm sure when he was alive, he remembered that scorching day. All right, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's see here. What else we got for you this morning? Oh, this I wanted to share some information about cereal, breakfast cereal. Now, Steve and Ted in the morning, we don't really, I don't have a chance here in the morning to eat breakfast cereals, but I do like to have it at home now and then. But what are the favorites? TropicalFruit.com ranked the 10 best cereals of all time. And gave the top spot to the OG version, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, without the bacon. I don't believe I've ever tasted Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Have you, Ted?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
If you're a Grape Nuts fan, you'll be disappointed with the rest of their picks because they're based solely on taste, okay? Here's the top 10. Number 10, Frosted Flakes.
Classic.
Yeah. Number 9, Fruit Loops.
Another classic, love Fruit Loops.
Number 8, Lucky Charms.
Mmm.
Number 7, Wheaties.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only kind of healthy one on the list. Wheaties boxes used to put star athletes on the boxes. Number 6, Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
Hello.
Number 5, Honeycomb. Number 4, Cinnamon Life.
Number three, I like regular life.
Yeah. Number 3 is Fruity Pebbles.
Mm.
I'm sure you like Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, I do.
Number 2, Cocoa Krispies.
Oh, my dad inhaled Cocoa Krispies.
Is that right? Okay. And number
tasty.
1?
It turns your milk chocolate. Love it.
Oh, okay. Number 1, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Honorable mentions include Golden Grahams, Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Bunches of Oats.
Go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of like you. I like regular life. Cinnamon Life is fine, but it's kind of hard to tell the difference between the two. I think they taste very similar.
We have in our cabinet right now at home, I think, Raisin Bran. I didn't see that on the
list. That's pretty old school.
Old school, kind of boring.
No Apple Jacks on the list.
No Apple Jacks. So you guys have tried most of these, huh? I, frankly, haven't. I guess I'm not a big fan of cereal. What about the Chex when I was growing up, the rice Chex and the wheat Chex? I thought those were good. I guess they're not on the list. Pretty boring stuff.
Well, it looks like you're more of a fan of the ones that aren't just basically the flakes
sugar.
Of sugar.
Candy and sugar, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
But those are the ones that taste good.
Yeah.
The ones that I don't like are kind of overly sweet, and I don't like the Fruit Loops, the ones that are supposedly fruit, but it's just, you know, colored candy.
Mini shredded wheat.
I like shredded wheat, too.
That didn't make the list.
What about Cheerios?
Cheerios nor Honey Nut Cheerios. None of the Cheerios varieties made the list.
The Cheerios family didn't make it there. All right. And I never, it mustn't be my house, we never were big on oatmeal. I don't know if you guys were, but my mom said, Mom, I don't need this anymore. We don't. I voted it down, but I wasn't a big fan of oatmeal. It's okay.
What about Malt-O-Meal?
Nope.
When I was a kid, King Vitamin was a cereal I enjoyed.
Did they have a TV ad with a guy who? Yeah, okay. I think I remember the
King
ad.
King Vitamin. That was a big one. What about Kix? Remember Kix?
Kix? Yeah.
Kind of old school.
Man. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff I'm sure they don't make anymore. So there you go. 7:40 now.
None of the Booberry and Frankenberry. None of that made it.
Count Chocula.
Didn't see any of those on the list.
Count Chocula.
Dang it.
Wow. All right. Cereal. Breakfast cereal. There you go. 7:41. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. And,
Super Sugar Crisp.
Sugar Crisp. Coming up. What do we got coming up? Oh, we got the Wichita Business Journal update. A local business is closing its doors, and Kirk Seminoff is going to tell us all about that. That's on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on this Thursday morning, and 74 degrees. Three big things.
Three.
New health department data shows a measles outbreak has ended in five Kansas counties.
Two.
Sedgwick County commissioners get a look at proposed budget for next year. The plan includes a lower tax mill levy.
One.
Search and recovery continues after the Texas flood. At least 120 people dead and more than 160 missing. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volumes in Wichita very heavy right now, and we're actually starting to see a slowdown form. This is westbound on Kellogg, and it is starting right about Oliver. So westbound Kellogg at Oliver, big traffic slowdown. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 94 degrees. Wednesday's high was 93. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 74. Friday, partly sunny. A 20% chance for rain tomorrow and the high 92 degrees. Now, a few clouds, 74 degrees. Southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. At Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And our weather is brought to you by the Monarch. $5 large beers today at the Monarch. 23-ounce mugs of local beers available. And just $5 at the Monarch. And while you're there, check out the patio. The Monarch, 579 West Douglas, at the roundabout in historic Delano. Boeing stocks finished on the upside during a record-setting day on Wall Street.
Stocks ending higher with the Nasdaq closing at a record high despite ongoing uncertainty about U.S. trade policies. Minutes from the Fed's June meeting were released and show that policymakers largely held a wait-and-see stance on future rate cuts. And NVIDIA's record rally hitting a milestone, shares of the chip-making giant rose nearly 2% and lifting the AI darling to become the first U.S. company in history to hit a $4 trillion valuation. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Caterpillar, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Salesforce, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 218 points, the Nasdaq higher by 193, S&P 500 up 38. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
A local business closing its doors this morning of the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Seminoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. A Wichita Recycling Center is shutting down operations and laying off employees by the end of the month.
International Paper, located near 29th Street South and West Street, will close at the end of the month. The number of affected employees in Wichita is unclear, but the company's headquarters in Memphis said a total of 134 employees will lose jobs around the country. International Paper employs 65,000 people worldwide. The developer behind the District 96 mixed-use development project in northeast Wichita is looking at its next phase. Great Plains Ventures' Mark Peer tells the Business Journal's Audrey Jensen that 7 lots totaling 15 acres of prime land along K96 are available in the 100-acre master-planned area. Peer says there's a vision of another multifamily complex, a hotel, medical office, and retail. Landmark Commercial Real Estate's Brett Harris is marketing the parcels. The development is already home to Tap and Paddles Pickleball and Restaurant, Chisholm Lakes Apartments, a Quick Trip, another Broken Egg restaurant, and an indoor golf simulation facility called Shot Suite. And it's becoming more difficult for renters to find an apartment in Wichita, according to a report from a national apartment search website. Wichita ranks 26th nationally and 6th in the Midwest for difficulty in finding apartments, with no new units being recently delivered in the city. Each vacant unit has about 10 applicants, with apartments staying vacant 45 days. Wichita apartments had a 94.3% occupancy rate and a 68.7% renewal rate. The most competitive small market for apartments? Fayetteville, Arkansas. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Seminoff.
So in our Fox update on the stock market a few minutes ago, we talked about a company now worth $4 trillion. I didn't catch who it was, but $4 trillion. And it's, you know, $1 million, I can sort of see that because a million is what, 1,000 thousands? Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? So I can see right. That. Okay. But $1 billion, a billion is a million millions, right?
Right.
Okay.
And so we'll do the math from there.
A billion, I can't, you know, what? I can't count a billion of anything, especially dollars. And then you go to a trillion, which is what? Is billion billions? That's ridiculous.
A million billions, right?
Okay. Well, yeah. Good.
Well, it's only a million billions,
it's
Steve.
Only
a,
okay,
on.
Gosh. Oh, well, now I'm getting a pretty good handle on it. But I just can't. That just boggles the mind. I'm sorry. No. You look at I'm not saying we get paid badly or anything. Look at what we get for a paycheck. And you imagine a company worth $4 trillion.
It's probably not Odyssey or the Business Journal.
No, it's not. Either one of us. But, yeah. It's just, and then the government's talking about $30 trillion of debt. Yeah, I could start counting today, and I couldn't count a $30 trillion in my lifetime.
Nope.
Much less spend that money. Okay. We were talking about breakfast cereals there a while ago and some of the more popular ones. Do you have a favorite breakfast cereal, Kirk?
I've been a Tony the Tiger fan for a lot of years and recently came back to, I shouldn't admit this, it's very sugary, Golden Grahams.
Golden Grahams.
Oh, those Golden Grahams.
Yeah.
Oh, those
exactly.
Golden Grahams.
No Frankenberry?
Never been a Frankenberry guy or a Count Chocula guy, no.
I know
Give me
mentioned
good old Frosted Flakes.
I know we mentioned Honeycomb earlier. I bet Kirk's had some Honeycomb back in the day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
Honeycomb's big. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not
it's
small.
Not small.
No, no, no,
no. No, no.
Honeycomb has a big, big taste.
Man. Okay. Today is
Children of the 70s.
Yes,
yeah.
Here we are.
Today is National Kitten Day. Well, now, who doesn't love a tiny, adorable kitten, right? Surprisingly, Americans seem to like cats and kittens best. According to the American Humane Society, 95.6 million cats were owned. Well, 83.3 million households owned a dog.
Really?
Yeah, more cats than dogs out there.
Surprises me.
So, nothing wrong with dogs, of course, but a tiny kitten is just irresistible. Mm-hmm. Ted's got, what do you got, two now, Ted?
I've got two cats.
Yeah.
See, I like older cats.
Do you?
Yes.
Just not
the kids. Like to sleep and cuddle.
There you go.
They have personality.
How about it, Kirk? You got a pet cat around your house?
Yeah. Yeah, we have one, two, three, four. Yes, four cats.
Good grief.
Shame to say.
Nice.
We always got to kick out.
Hey, yeah. You've never met Kim Semenoff, who would stop traffic in a moment and on an interstate to save a kid.
Rescue. So. Is yes. that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's nice,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah.
Kind of a pain.
She's,
pain for you.
She's
but,
a special one. Yeah.
All right. So, you know, for many years, the late Bill Roy did this segment mm-hmm. with us, of course, and he had goldfish.
Oh, yeah. John Fitzgerald Kennedy.
Yeah, one of them was John.
And a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And we heard about the goldfish exploits many times
oh, yeah.
from
Bill, kept
Bill
his,
Roy.
Kept
yes.
his, yeah. He kept a wild pet crew. All right. So, thank you, guys. Coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted this morning. Stay with us. We have the latest on the search and recovery now after the Texas flood. Ted has the latest sports, as always.
Yeah, the Royals going for a three-game sweep last night, and we've got some interesting highlights coming your way in sports in a few minutes.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is coming up, too.
Yes, the Blur, and we'll touch on a very famous song that hit number one on this date back in the day. Entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35.
And traffic and weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS.